And now, live from the Punky Treehouse
and the Highwayman's Lodge,
it's
Punky!
This is Punky! This is Punky!
Gooper, Gooper.
Hello.
Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And we've got a word of the week dreamt up by me and Felix, you know, who was on the show last week.
Uh-huh.
Last Saturday's Newtown Centres gig at the Victoria Pub in Hitchin, more of that later, where we were going on things. I said he dropped a glass of cider on the floor. I said, what happened? He said, I put it on this ledge, and then it was I didn't put it on. It was there rather precariously. I said, yeah, and now look at it down there. That is post-carious. And we were just laughing about things being post-carious, because precarious is quite a good word anyway. But post-carious is an after-the-event accident.
Nice.
That's been your fault or something. And it does happen quite a lot, doesn't it? So,
yeah.
So post-carious, mate.
Cool.
It is, of course, our Christmas special this week. And some of the songs we're playing are Christmassy, and one of them is downright not Christmassy.
Right.
But we're going to kick off with one now. This is a special Christmas single recorded by The Jewel, friends of ours, the lovely Tara Rez. What I want to know is, Tony, actually, I'll ask you afterwards. This is Christmas is Coming. So, that was The Jewel and Christmas is Coming. Tony, are you coming?
Yes.
What I'd like to know is, what is The Jewel's MySpace page?
MySpace.com/The Jewel.
It is. T-H-E-D-U-E-L. Do check them out and check everything they do, because they do a lot to help out punk rock through their FFR UK, or as I call it, for fruck, site as well. So, they will be in our top friends. One or two of the bands this week I don't think we're going to get in our top, friends. I will explain why later on. At the moment, you're listening to The Cemetery Surfers. Now, I was going to save this bit for later, but I'm just going to read something out first, because I did get a MySpace message from Jeff Ugly Shoes. Now, we haven't got MySpace stuff this week. You'll hear when I'm doing Facebook stuff. But I did get a message from him saying, check out some of our porn rock songs. We need a better name for this band. They've got a new name for the band. I can't even remember what it is. The song Trailer Park Orgy is truly a Mississippi anthem. Anyway, we don't have a CD yet, but we'll make one sometime next year, maybe. And no, Dirty Girl is not about Tony's mum. Jeff, P.S., feel free to download this crap. Well, I tried. And my real player wouldn't have it. It wouldn't let me download it properly. So I'm going to have to get him to send me the MP3. Anyway, that's what I was going to say. Now I'm going to get on with what I was going to say. Because I like it when bands do songs, not especially for us, but like we get them first or whatever. And it would be nice to play that first, because we love the Cemetery Surfers. But what I have now, my Facebook latest ads. Now, as you know, if you add me on Facebook, if I get round to it, in the Met Randomly section, I'll write something stupid about us. But the likelihood is, with me being so busy these days, I prefer it if you write something stupid about us. Thus, we get different forms of stupid. Now, this first one was a combination. Ali Elderfield. Do you remember Ali Elderfield, Tony?
Is it Podcast Ali?
Podcast Ali, yeah. Ah. Now, I put, we worked at a film studio. We were extras on the set of Labyrinth. She was tree number four, and I was David Bowie's codpiece. However, she added how we met. Would you like to know how we met?
How did you meet?
We met randomly. I sold her a really weird CD for a fiver. It was a bargain, yet not worth all of her attempts to try and shake me off. Well, thanks very much for that, Ali. And I haven't heard from her in absolutely ages, but I believe she might be living in London now. She was in Wales. I'll maybe find out. Let's have a Podcast Ali update for next week. I'll try and suss that out. Chris Emmett, Tony. Are you familiar with Chris Emmett?
Yes.
You should be.
He's in the Facebook group, hasn't he?
He started the Facebook Punky group.
Hmm.
And he's from the Hitchin area. But would you like to know how we met?
How did you meet?
We met randomly in 1998. Chris writes, I was in the World Armpit Licking Competition and he was holding up the Belgian entrant by his ears. After Paul won on a technicality, we invented the first tear-powered vibrator. We thought it would be a niche market, but there are more single ugly emo girls than you might think.
Nice.
Kath Evans, Tony. Now, I met Kath Evans on a poker table. And Kath has just, I think this is right, Kath has just got married recently. Her and her new husband had moved to Australia, but they came back to Europe to get married, obviously, like salmon swimming upstream to breed.
Okay.
But would you like to know how we met?
How did you meet?
Kath writes, we met randomly, having a giggle till I was abused on the table. I added, I didn't realise putting 50 quid in a knickers would get us thrown out. That's the last time I have a stag doing Pizza Express. Right. Last up, Adam Harrison. Do you know Adam Harrison, Tony?
Don't think so, no.
Right, well, would you like to know how we met?
How did you meet?
We met randomly. Adam was the first ever man. What I didn't realise was that his surname was Harrison. I read about him in a very big book, but the writers were obviously on first name terms with him and also seemed a little familiar with Eve, his missus. Open brackets, well, for my liking anyway. Close brackets. Now then, have you got any podcasts, Ali?
I do. Thank you all for your votes so far this month. It's been an okay month for us, but we've still not managed to beat off the robot. Robot 40.
Oh, you'd like to beat off a robot, wouldn't
certainly
you?
Certainly do. So, if you do a countdown to vote for us, please do vote for us this week. Over Christmas, mince pie in one hand, mouse in the other, whatever. Go to punkyradio.com.
Well, I don't know whether I have a mince pie in one hand, Tony, but I'll certainly have a mouse in the other one.
Nice. punkyradio.com, top of the screen. An important please vote for us link. Hit that, enter your email address and a subject in a comment, if you so wish, because we read out the best comments. In fact, I read them all out. And here's the top five for this week. A vote for Punky is a vote for truth, justice and dry bumming. Here we go, chaps. All the best, Fat Boy.
Hey, news about Fat Boy in a little while.
Excellent. Thank you, Fat Boy. Punky's great. Punky's great. And that's from Dave Fitz. Thank you very much.
He's weekly.
Isn't he? Punky's still the best. Short and sweet this month, fellows, since I'm voting via cell phone to make sure it gets done. Love the show, keep up the good work. Naptown Chris.
Naptown Chris, he's got tinsel on his bog full of piss. He's having a pissy Christmas.
Punky. I like punk and I like punky.
It's always a white Christmas when you see his jizz.
Oh. And that's from W. Kissler. Thank you for that very much.
I missed that. That's Will Kissler. Can we hear that again? Because I talked over it. Sorry.
Punky. I like punk and I like punky. Will Kissler, is it? Okay.
Thanks, Will. Nice one.
And finally, must do better. I like bananas. Do you? I like some gruff 007.
I like bananas, monkey nuts and grapes. I like bananas, monkey nuts and grapes. I like bananas, monkey nuts and grapes. That's why they call me Tarzan of the Apes.
Beautiful. And that's it.
Did you ever sing that? Did you ever
no.
sing that musical?
No. I thought you made that up.
I wish I was that talented. Should we play the next song?
Yeah.
Right. This is one from JapanFiles.com. We haven't played a Japanese band in a couple of weeks, have we? And I've been missing them.
So.
This is a band, you're going to love this, Tony. This is a band called Mizutaruzu.
Okay. Right?
And basically, you have to go on JapanFiles.com to find out their name. So we're not even having a vote on the MySpace page. They haven't got one. They've got very little web presence that I can gather. But they are on JapanFiles.com, which is really a great place to go and find some music that you won't have heard before. And this one I've actually got from the rock section rather than the punk section. It's a song called Domino, and here it is.
Oh God!
Mizutaruzu and Domino. I like that tone. I like that a lot. I tell you, I do like the songs this week. They're interesting. Now, that obviously isn't a Christmas number.
Right.
The next one is Don't Worry About It. It's going to be cool. You're listening to Midnight Configuration right now, and I would like them to do a Christmas number. That would be brilliant. Also, they tie in quite nicely with a goth night that I went to last Thursday. Well, it wasn't goth. Goth and New Wave, but it was hosted by some goths in Luton, who are my new best mates, DJ Nephilim Babe. Hello, my friend. More of them in a bit. Right now, I have some additional material for you, Tony. Now, the first thing that came through via email to paulieb@punkyradio.com. And if you would like to email me your thoughts, do. I do listen to them. I read them. Oh, also, if you could leave us a MySpace comment. Where have all our MySpace friends gone? Long time passing. Please do. MySpace.com/punkyradio. Leave us a comment on the page. We read the best ones out, but we haven't read any out of 2 weeks because we haven't had any other than bloody adverts. Anyway, Jeanette from A Broke Heart Pro.
Okay.
We'd been a little bit in touch after playing on the show last week, and I said, I hope you listen to the show, because we really do make a point of the fact that you've sent us this track months in advance, and we really, really show off about it. And I got this message back. I listened to the show, of course. You guys make me blush a bit, I swear. I can't tell you how much I appreciate it. I'll make a blush. It's a great show, by the way. I get to hear a lot of things I normally wouldn't come across. That's the point, right? Jeanette. Yes, it is. And she's a regular listener. I didn't realise that.
Oh, okay.
I'm really, really chuffed. Hello, Jeanette, if you ever feel the need to be made to blush, or indeed, if you need something to come across.
Yeah.
Why not get in touch? PaulieB@punkyradio.com. I am shallow. Now, next up. Oh, no. Actually, I've messed this up, haven't I? Have I? Hang on a minute. I've got to see what I'm playing next. Yes. I thought I had got loads of additional material here, but I haven't. The thing I've got is some blurb for the next bit, and not stuff that I won't want to read out right now. So I'm going to take that back. And I'll tell you what, Tony, while we're here, would you mind just saying a couple of things about ways people can listen to the show?
Okay. Two things we haven't mentioned in previous weeks, but for quite a while. That was just reminded about before. We are on two internet radio stations. The first is Hussy Skunk, which we were on first, the original. HussySkunk.com, HussieSkunk.com. We are on 3 times a week at 3 different times. You need to check the website out to find out exactly when. And when we're not on, there's other great shows and wall-to-wall punk. A lot of punk. And it's free. So if you're sat at work with nothing to listen to, have a listen.
It's worth just actually tuning in, isn't it? Just to check it out. There's a lot of sort of skate punk on it, but they have one of their top 10 plays last week was Destructors 666, who we of course have played on the show.
Oh, right.
And hello Matt, and hello all the Hussy Skunk listeners.
And I think that's more your punk and skate punk, isn't it? I think we're also on Wicked Radio, which I think is a bit harder.
That's more metal.
Yeah. Wickedradio.org. We are on every night. We're on every night in the week, and then new shows at the weekend. In the week, we've got repeats, and at the weekend, new shows.
We're like the Simpsons of Wicked Radio, aren't we?
Yeah, and we're wicked. and again, we're not on more free music to listen to, and it's more metal. So, hey, you've got two options there, and we're on both.
Yep. And they're pirate radio all over the world. But hello again to our listeners in Wisconsin.
Hello.
Hello, cheeseheads. Merry Christmas, cheeseheads.
Bless them. Next time we go to Chicago, if I ever get there again, I must go to Wisconsin.
You definitely need to go and see Evil Deshi.
Yeah.
Definitely. We need to head north next time rather than south. I mean, you'll never get there again unless they invent a bloody teleport system.
And a very fast, or a very fast boat.
Or you have some hypnosis.
That might be the option.
We should explain to occasional listeners that you are something of a nervous flyer.
Yes. I had somewhat of a panic attack last time I flew.
Yeah, but that's because you weren't with me. You made the mistake of going with Steph. We didn't get leathered enough.
I took prescription medication, the good drugs, and they didn't work.
Yeah, you don't want that. You want to get some backstreet stuff for the flight.
You're right.
Right. You finished talking again, haven't you?
I have.
Right. Okay. Next track. This is a proper Christmas number. And I know we played King Kurt last week, but we're playing them again because I was looking for Christmas songs. I thought, oh my God, this song is a drinking song and it's only a Christmas number because on the cover of the album, there's a picture of a rat shaking a drink wearing a Santa costume, and they bung some sleigh bells on the start of it and made it a Christmas song. This is Slammers.
Contents are all made from ginger root, fizzy and pow. One part of which is put in a container, which already holds two parts of tequila. Slammers, slammers, hell that the king would drink. All you gotta do is put ginger into and make your eyes go red. Mexican bandits were cooking a goose while Mexican cat heard a moose on the loose. That's the sun beat down on his top old head. All his friends said they looked like it. So he sat himself down to have a good think in a bar that was painted bright pink. Ordered the king of a long beetle drink and drank it right down before your eyes could blink. Slammers, slammers, there were the king would drink. All you gotta do is put ginger into apple bone. Your eyes go big. Slammers, slammers, there were the king would drink. All you gotta do is put ginger into apple bone. Your eyes go big.
So that's King Kurt and Slammers, Tony. Slammers, slammers, they're all that the king will drink. All that you can do is put whiskey into and you'll be sick in the sink. What I want to know is, what is King Kurt's MySpace page?
MySpace.com/alcoholicrat.
It is. It's Tony 2, Paulie B and the Internet 0. And that last sex, as it turns out, Tony, was utterly post-carious. Because I did something I don't think I've ever done before. I forgot to say the following words. Tony, have you got a twat?
I do. Thank you all for your nominations so far, and all so far this year, of course. You've kept my twat strong and hard and wet.
Yeah, I don't really like the idea of a strong, hard twat, Tony. Yeah. Soft and a bit mushy.
Probably, yeah. But hey, we're leading into the new year. I'm going to have a go. No, we need some more twat, basically. Basically, it's going to run dry. It is. In the new year, it's going to run out unless you email me some twats. So, do email me if you know a twat. There's bound to be some over the Christmas period. Bound to
be. And what do we need to know about them?
We need to know the twat's name, where they're from, and a reason for the nomination.
Yes, and we want a good reason.
Good reason. And email me, tony@punkyradio.com. It's that simple. Do it now. Because that's what Bradley Sprog did.
Bradley Sprog.
Tony, I would like to nominate myself. There's been quite a lot of self-twats this year.
There has, yeah. I'll tell you what, this verges on Kindler, the way it's going, doesn't it?
Yeah. My missus had gone off to London to get her hair fixed, leaving me and the kids in the house for the weekend. I consumed several bottles of Merry Down, listened to some old episodes of Punky while doing some work in the kitchen.
Feeling, so far, so good.
Yeah. Feeling highly satisfied with myself, I went to bed slightly pissed and very self-righteous, sure of a load of brownie points for working in the kitchen. I was awoken by the cat doing what I thought was attacking my feet. What she was actually doing was burying a turd in the duvet cover. Like a total cunt, I hadn't opened the window for her, so I spent the next hour cleaning up cat shit at 4 in the morning. Peace and love, Bradley Sprog, in Darkest Bedworth.
Darkest Bedworth.
P.S. The foreskins are still shit. I should know I used to go see him at the Blue Coat Boy in the 80s. Fair enough.
That's not very nice, is it?
Not really, is it? He loves using the C-word, does Bradley Sprog?
He does, doesn't he?
Yeah.
We're trying to discourage that, although we are guilty of saying it ourselves sometimes.
Yeah, but not that often. It's not, we normally read it out, let's face it, from people. Anyway, but justified, just, well, for the reason he specified and using the C-word. Too much.
Okay.
So, are you ready?
Yep.
So, Bradley Sprog from Bedworth, London.
Is it?
Bedworth, UK, sorry.
Yeah, where is Bedworth? Is it near Birmingham? Is it near Leicester?
I don't know, actually. I keep thinking Bedford, but obviously it's not.
No,
there.
I'm not thinking of Bedford.
No, I'm thinking of Bedford.
You're thinking of Bedford.
Yeah.
I was in Bedford this evening. More of that later.
Okay.
So shall we say from Bedworth, the Midlands?
Okay, yeah.
All right, so, all right, let's do it.
So Bradley Sprog from Bedworth in the Midlands
is a twat.
Yeah, there you go.
Perfectly sorted out. Now then, Tony.
Yes.
I've been hearing some things about this GoDaddy thing. Do you know anything about it?
Oh, I might know a few things. Well, I can tell you about it if you want.
That would be very nice.
Okay.
Otherwise, the next couple of minutes could be awkward.
That's true. Well, GoDaddy, right? It's an internet web service provider, and it should be your first stop if you want to create your very own website. And you can start by registering your own domain name. Or, if you have one already registered, then that can be transferred to GoDaddy for your new site. And after registering your domain, you can then start building your site. And GoDaddy makes this a lot easier with their website builders.
I love their website builders.
They're beautiful.
Website builders. Can they get you a website? Website builders. Barack Obama.
Maybe you just want to have a simple blog style site where you can add your observations, pictures and rant to your heart's content. Or maybe you want your own online shopping store. Well, GoDaddy can help there too. You can add a shopping cart to your site and secure it with an industry standard SSL certificate.
And what are they?
That's a SSL.
Oh, right.
And that'll protect your customers' details.
They need protecting.
They do. You can also set up a merchant account so you can receive and process credit card payments. And finally, the best news of all, if you enter code PUNKY1, that's...
PUNKY1.
You can receive a 10% discount. Or, if you live in the UK, you can use the code PUNKY2. That's...
PUNKY2.
Which will give you 20% off orders of £35 or more. And why is that particularly good?
Because of that exchange rate, baby!
So go to GoDaddy.com for all your internet and web hosting needs. Now, additionally, there's an extra code, which is running... I knew everything about GoDaddy. Well, more than usual.
You are Tony GoDaddy Hearn.
That's me. It was used to be the Daddy Hearn, but now it's GoDaddy Hearn. It's not quite the same anymore.
No.
Now, this runs from the 15th of December to the 15th of January. It's Punky25... and it's basically 25% off orders of £68 or more.
You didn't get me a chance to say Punky25.
Oh, I'm sorry. What's that code again?
Punky25.
Oh. Yeah, 25% off orders of £68 or more because of the exchange rate. Baby.
Baby.
So there you go. Yes.
Well done, Tone. I now know all about GoDaddy.
Yes.
One of us will probably forget by next week. I shouldn't wonder. And that, have you heard from Marv?
No, nothing. No, sorry.
Oh, I accused him. I was about to call him something then, but I won't. I'll tell you what I called him. I called Felix. Felix phoned me up this morning, and I said, "Felix, you festive fucker." And he started laughing, and all he could come up with was, "Poorly be you, you Yuletide wanker." That's right, it's always a white Christmas with Poorly be the Yuletide wanker. And that was why we came. Anyway, so that's it. Sorry. So, yeah, I don't want to call Marv a festive fucker. He's got a lovely smile now, hasn't he?
It's lovely. Beautiful teeth.
Lovely smile. Here's the next track. I've been threatening to play this for a while. We have played this song before. We played a version of it. This is Goldblade. And this is the album is called Mutiny. And obviously the track on it, Mutiny, is a big rocking number. But there's a secret track on the end of it that sounds like they've got the Pogues in to do it with them. And they did get someone in to do it with them. I can't remember who it was. I'll find out. But anyway, this is a hidden track on the brilliant Goldblade album, Mutiny, which is actually called Mutiny, open brackets, acoustic, close brackets. But I think it's Mutiny as if it was the Pogues and Goldblade, and this is it. Goldblade and mutiny, let's take a ship for the mutiny. I reckon they're saying take a ship, mate. I don't think they're saying take a ship. I didn't ask you their MySpace page. What's the MySpace page for Goldblade?
MySpace.com/Goldblade.
It is. It's Tony 3, Poorly be the internet nil. Looks like you're going to be getting a victory. It's an unassailable lead, mate. What an early Christmas gift for you, you lucky person.
Gosh, Christmas.
Now, have you been up to anything?
No, trying to finish my shopping. Being ill has been my last week, but nearly finished. I will probably finish the day before Christmas Eve, which is quite good for me.
Yeah, that is good. I won't be finished until 5 o'clock Christmas Eve when the shop shut, for the simple reason that all I've been doing over the last 7 days is getting leathered. Last Thursday, I embarked on something of a campaign, but my mate Steve has opened up a new pub in Luton called the Ashcroft, and I went over there to see it 2 days before it opened, and also because there was a gig on at the Black Horse, which is on Hastings Street in Luton, for a gig called Thursday Fury, which is basically a new wave, punk, ska, goth, sort of, but kind of mostly well-known songs sort of deal in this brilliant little pub in the middle of Luton. I was transfixed by the sheer size of the barmaid's breasts. I went down there with them. I went down there with my friend Stephen Agger, and Steve had been in there before, and as soon as we walked in and we walked out to the bar, he went, "She always dresses like that," and I went, "Oh, I'm in heaven, I'm in heaven." So I looked round and there's loads of gothy types in there, and the music's brilliant and the beer's flowing, and I'm like, "Oh, here we go." I went on to my drink of choice, which is of course vodka and soda with ice and lime. And not realising, I thought, do you know what? I feel like a drink tonight. I'll have large vodkas. I won't have the normal measure. I'll have large vodkas. Not stopping to look at the size of their measures anyway, which were of the 35ml variety. This led to me not really understanding why I was really, 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 really drunk before last orders and no one else was. But we worked out I'd had 6 vodka and sodas, right? 5 gold rings. I'd had 6... Oh, but they were large vodka and sodas, so I'd had 6 70ml measures of vodka. 6 times 70, Tony?
6 times 7?
Well, 6 times 70.
420.
420, blackbirds. Right. I'd had 420ml of vodka in an evening. That's over half a bottle.
Nearly.
No wonder I was leathered. Yeah, because a standard size bottle of vodka is 700ml.
Right, okay, yeah.
I'd had 420ml, no wonder I was screwed. Fuck me. Anyway, I met some absolutely brilliant people there, and I'm really looking forward to going back. I'm going to be going down there in the new year, because it was somewhere that I haven't been able to go to before, because I couldn't get back. But now my mate lives in Luton, got a pub in Luton. Oh, I'm there, man. Any Thursday I'm off to Thursday Fury. Recommend it. It's got a MySpace page, which I think is / Thursday Fury. They've added Punky Radio in the last 2 days, so I might try and top friend them this week. See if you can check them out. If you're in the Luton area, it's a brilliant, brilliant night to go to. And hello to everyone that I met that night, who were all really, really cool. Friday, didn't really have a plan. And about 5 o'clock, I got a text message from Sharon Cooper, the brilliant photographer who does the shots for the cabaret show that we did, saying, "I know it's 99.8 certain that you'll be gigging or busy tonight, but if you're not, we're going to see a band called The Zeros at the Cuba in Milton Keynes. They're a brilliant band that we think would be perfect for Dolly Remixture. Why don't you get..." And thinking about it, they've got some stuff that would be perfect for Punky as well, in fact. I will get in touch with them about that. I think they've got ones called We Don't Like Wham. Right? And I said, no. All I was going to do was go down the pub. So they said, "We'll drive you there." So they picked me up.
Brilliant.
At course 2:08. Stupidly, Andy, the husband, decided to listen to his fucking sat-nav on the way there, who he's nicknamed Irene. Well, he should call it Eileen, really, because basically, the way she takes you, "Oh, come on, Eileen, this is ridiculous." Took us the most ridiculous route, a 45-minute journey, took an hour and a half, round the house, which is ridiculous. But I thought, when I look quickly at the Zeros MySpace page, I thought, "Oh, this band's quite a big deal, and it's going to be..." The Cuba's obviously a nightclub in Milton Keynes. No. It's in a suburb of Milton Keynes, I think, called Bradwell, that is basically a village on the outskirts of Milton Keynes with a pub in it called the Cuba, with the oddest pub sign and the oddest people inside. I got out of that car, Tony, I had leather trousers on. I thought, "I think there's going to be comments made in this pub here."
Yeah.
He says that, no, it would be like going into, what's that pub down the road from the Punky Treehouse called? That one that don't have any beer.
Nag's Head.
The Nag's Head. Yeah. It would be like going in the Nag's Head in leather trousers.
Yeah.
Right, anyway. So I went in the Cuba in leather, and I'm there, and the band, they introduced the band. And I said to Sharon when we got out of the car, I said, "Look, do you know what? Normally when I come to a gig somewhere I haven't been before, I do bump into someone I know from somewhere, but I can't see it happening here. I don't think these people have ever left the fucking village." And anyway, it turns out one of the blokes in the band used to come to a comedy show. I used to run in Bedford. All right, mate. And they were absolutely brilliant, brilliant, brilliant covers band with their own material, a kind of Latin flamenco punk thing going on when they do their own stuff, and then all these brilliant covers. I did get annoyed when they did Mr. Brightside and told them that afterwards, and I also said that they would not be allowed to play I Don't Like Mondays when I booked them for Dolly Remixer, which I'm going to do. They agreed. Everyone had a great time. I went out the back for a smoke, and there were some of the local boys out there, and one of them was going, kept saying to his mate, "Yeah, anyway, not in a gay way," and looking around at me and staring, and I just ignored him. They just thought, that's coincidence. And then he said again, not in a gay way, he looked around at me again and stared. And I just looked at him and went, mate, I've got leather trousers on. That doesn't mean I'm a homosexual. He said, it does around here. But fair enough, I'll go back inside. So I went back inside and we left about, I don't know, 11:30 or something. And we drove back and Sharon and her husband live in Hitchin. And I'm obviously in the Hireman's Lodge, not quite there. So I said to him, oh, I'll tell you what, listen, rather than taking me all the way back to the lodge, why don't you drop me off in Hitchin? I'll go and have a drink. You know, I'd got a bit of a taste for the old booze by then. Went into Bombora's, one of my places of choice. You've been there.
Yeah.
And just bumped into loads of people I haven't seen for ages, and some I didn't. Some people I'd never met before, even though they had been to my stand-up comedy club in Hitchin once upon a time. And they said, hey, we're having a bit of a drink this evening. Do you want to come back with us? And you know me, Tony. I went, oh, perfect strangers in a house I'd never been to. It must be Pim's O'Clock. Right? So I just got in a random cab with them, went back to this random house in St. Ippolit, which is interesting because it's a small village outside of Hitchin. That's, depending on which end of the village you go to, it's spelt differently. I've never worked that out. One of these crazy quirks of old England town. And anyway, we started having a drink, and at 8:45 a.m., Paul had his last Jack Daniels.
Jesus.
And had a few hours kip. Didn't leave there till 3:30 in the afternoon. Walked all the way through town. I went to the McDonald's, Tony.
No.
Well, I was hungry and it was near the railway station. And so I got there. I had a festive burger, whatever they're calling them, which was very nice, actually. and then I got home, had a shower, got back in the gear I'd been wearing for the last 2 days anyway, because I was happy with it by now, and went to the Victoria pub in Hitchin on Saturday night to watch the new town centres. And what a gig it was. The pub was absolutely rammed. The band did 2-hour-long sets, loads and loads of covers, Tony.
Really?
I got annoyed at the end when their second encore was Lionel Richie's All Night Long. They also did Young Guns Go For It, the Wham's breakthrough single, which the way they did it was, and they did Gold's Panna Ballet as well.
Yeah.
And it was funny watching a whole pub because they go, you are gold. And everyone looked around and said to each other, gold. It was just, and they did all of their favourites. So they were just absolutely brilliant, mate. We're definitely going to book them for Dolly as well. So thank you very much to them. I had another brilliant night. And then I came back here fairly early by my standards. I was back in the flat by 12:30, in bed by 12:31. 72 hours drinking had caught up. And that, my friend, is how you do a weekend.
Very nice.
Here's someone who knows how to do a weekend. He's a guy called Simon Dowd, Tony. Now, I'm going to tell you a bit about him after this. This is not a punk song, but this is very, very punky. And this is the one I warned you that wasn't very festive. This is Burning Orphanage.
In a burning orphanage, surrounded by a moat, none of the kids could swim. The first one to burn to death was Tim.
Everybody!
In a burning orphanage, surrounded by a moat, none of the kids could swim. The first one to burn to death was Tim. Crispy Tim, flambé Tim, dim sum Tim, burn, 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 burn.
In a burning orphanage.
Did anyone survive this tragedy?
Yes, there was one.
Who was that?
Billy.
Billy?
Yeah, young Billy. He discovered self-love to such a degree, his testes had inflated and acted as a life preserver when he jumped into the moat.
But there's little Missy floating by Billy.
That's
She's
right.
Going down.
Not today.
Billy, 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 floating in the moat. Missy, 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 Missy grabs the arm of his coat.
Ugh.
No, it's the arm of his coat.
Oh.
floating there, they survive.
Against all odds, they stay alive.
They climb all out onto the bank.
Thanks to Billy's
Tommy Tank. Surrounded by a moat, Billy floating on his skin, waved bye-bye to Burning Tim.
With his left hand,
I am burning orphanage. Surrounded by a moat, Billy floating on his skin, waved bye-bye to Burning Tim. There's Millie, who's beat Tim.
Tim's
up, Tim. In a surrounded by a moat. None of the kids could swim.
The first one to burn to death was Tim.
But
I'm still alive.
In a burning orphanage.
In a burning orphanage. Simon Dowd is a stand-up comic from the UK who moved to America several years ago. I was in the same venue as him when we did a show in 1996. He became ill, had to retire from stand-up, and then kind of got better, and then went to the States and met this girl, and they got married, and now, as well as doing some stand-up comedy over there, he wants to keep... I can't remember where it is. It's might be Columbus, Ohio, you know. I can't remember where it is. But really nice bloke, really funny guy, and clearly is capable of writing great comedy songs like that. And I thought, what better time to play a song called Burning Orphanage than at Christmas time?
Yeah.
So I did. So there you go. Right, this week, Tony, I'm doing Leeds. Well, basically, this week, I'll be enjoying Christmas Eve. I don't know where yet. And then Christmas Day, I'm going around with brothers, so everyone will moan about me having Brussels, and I'll get upset about that. Or not having Brussels, rather. Then Boxing Day, I'm not sure what I'm going to be doing yet. I'll probably be getting over Christmas Day. And then on the 27th, I'm going up to Leeds to do Lee Jonglers, and Fat Boy's going to be there. He's going to come up to watch. Because I just feel like I owe him a good gig after the incident in Wakefield. So, no, not Wakefield, where was it? Castleford.
Yeah.
After the incident in Castleford, I do owe him a good gig, really, so... Hopefully that will be Leeds to Jongleurs. And Mr. Limburn is giving me a lift up because he's going to a wedding in Harrogate. And then he's giving me a lift back because I need to get back fairly early on Sunday the 28th for Dolly Remixture, which is be our fourth one. Dolly goes fourth. It features top Sex Pistols tribute band, The Pistols. Beautiful dancing ladies, Miss Jubilee Swoon and Catherine DeCour. Stand-up comedy from Paul Ricketts and Harriet Bowden. DJ Roch on the decks once again, house band Dying Inside, Lee Smith doing close-up magic, Dan Rogerson doing magic on stage, who was at the first show. We have the pre-show market, there will be vegetarian food available, there is a late bar, I will be comparing it, and we will be playing Rock Dan at the end of the start of the second section, and you get all that, Tony, for an £8 advance ticket. It's just unbelievable. It's the best show I've ever put on, and I believe you'll be there.
Yes. And then the beautiful Stephanie as well in tow.
With you and the beautiful Stephanie there, mm-hmm. So I didn't mean to shoot under your pigeons then. Would that mean possibly that we could make the drunkest punky we've ever made when we got back from said gig, possibly in the Hyman's Lodge, with a load of randoms hanging around, thus giving it a live feel?
I think we'd be duty bound to do that.
I think it would be the funniest show we ever do. Make sure you do, no matter what you're doing this Christmas, make sure you tune into next week's show, because it's going to be
an unorganised
mess.
Very,
very drunk people, and we'll have the, well, obviously not by Skype because you'll be here,
yeah.
So we'll be attempting to operate machinery It's very, very frightening. But a great idea. So anyway, I'll have to let the bloke in the top section of the lodge, the bloke who lives in the wood, I'll have to let him know that there's going to be some serious noise at 3 a.m. in advance for one, because normally there just is serious noise at 3 a.m.
It's
he
Christmas
know what's going
though,
on.
Isn't it? People Sorry? Are used to that. People are used to that stuff at Christmas, surely.
Yeah, it's Christmas. Fuck him.
Yeah. He can join in.
Yeah, so if you're not doing anything and you're in the Hitchin area next Sunday, do come along to Dolly Remix 2. It's going to be a fantastic show. It's at Remix Nightclub. It's got a MySpace page, myspace.com/DollyRemixShow. That's someone sending me a text, if you heard that. I don't know whether you did or not. I'm going to have a look at it in case it's interesting. It's not. And then, that's about it for me, I think, Tone. Oh, yeah. No, it's not. I've got all this other stuff.
All right.
By the way, you're listening to the Chop Tops. I didn't mention the last bit. You're listening to Mustang Lightning. What an idiot. I've got this other thing. For the last track, This is very, very festive, this last track, Tony. Very, very Christmassy, and I'm very, very glad that we're playing it. A group of young North Devon musicians have got together and recorded their own Christmas song to raise money for the charity Amigos. Called The Loudest Stars, their song I Want to Be Right Here for Christmas Time can be bought online. I'll ask you about how you get it in a minute. For £1.50, all the money raised will go towards Amigos. The music was written by Ben Brewer and performed with his brother Joe, his uncle Stuart, friends Luke Bond, Frank Rawl and Jamie Gillespie from Severe Zero, who we've played on the show before, Sam Ratcliffe from Cable Car Catastrophe, Pete Buffery of Pickpockets and Skyrockets, and Kez Symes from Tequila Rockin' Bird. Great name. The song was recorded at Luke Bond's Big Green Door studio and released online yesterday, which was in fact last week. I was inspired by the work of... Oh, he's from the West Country. I was inspired by the work of Amigos, said Ben. And having listened to some of the Christmas songs that are around at the moment, I thought I could write something that was catchy, which people would want to buy and raise money for Amigos at the same time. The work of Amigos is something that is close to the entire musician's hearts, as it is a small charity based in Barnstaple, with a hands-on approach to making a positive difference in the lives of widows, orphans and underprivileged people in sub-Saharan Africa, which does resemble Barnstaple. By providing care, education and vocational training, Amigos endeavour to empower the next generation of mothers and fathers to achieve their highest potential, helping them to become confident, caring and self-supportive individuals. Superstar Joss Stone is one of their supporters, and her mum, Wendy Joseph, was a judge in this year's Big Battle, a music fundraiser put on in Barnstaple by Frank Rawl of Severe Zero, which has raised in excess of £6,000 to date for charity. So do please, if you can spare the money, do buy this. You're going to hear us play it in a minute, but buy it. There is a way that you can buy it. Do you know where it's from, Tony?
iTunes?
No, it's Into Music, Intomusic, music.co.uk/The Loudest Stars. That's intomusic.co.uk/The Loudest Stars. They haven't got a MySpace profile, so I'll say it once again, intomusic.co.uk/The Loudest Stars. And Tony, when you do the notes, could you write that into the notes?
Yeah,
brilliant, thank you. So anyway, this is the song, and there was something that I was going to say that, oh yeah, of course, you know that Barnstaple is, of course, the home of the Jemmy Twitcher.
No.
Yeah, which is basically an unusual Devonshire kebab. Do make sure that if you can, you buy this song, which we're going to play right now. And the song is called I Want to Be Right Here This Christmas. This is The Loudest Stars.
Oh, should be with you. We're gonna be right here for Christmas. Said, then it's only just begun. I wanna be right here for Christmas time, surrounded by my friends. We'll raise a glass of goodwill and make sure.
Tony, that's about as Christmassy as we're ever going to get on this show.
Yeah,
it is indeed. Thank you all so much for listening, and thank you all so much for listening this year. I'm saying this now because next week's show, which is the one which will straddle the new year, frankly, I doubt either of us are really going to be able to speak. It's going to be absolute carnage, and there's going to be people here shouting around in the background. There'll be great music, I guarantee that. Please do, if you have anything for Poetry Corner, because we didn't get a Christmas poem this year, did we? Or anything for Comedy Suburbs, do email them to poorlyb@punkyradio.com. Similarly, if you have a word of the week, because I've had to come up with a couple recently. What other things are we after, Tony?
I'm really after some twat. So do email me your twat nominations to tony@punkyradio.com. Twat's name, where they're from, and a reason. And also, if you have a gig or you know of a gig in your area coming up, over the next few months, whatever, just email it to me for my Tony's International Gig Guide.
Tony's International Gig Guide.
At tony@punkyradio.com. Thank you.
What about iTunes? You mentioned iTunes.
We always could do reviews. Reviews on iTunes if you have it installed. Just search for Punky on there, or go to punkyradio.com and hit the iTunes link. Take it to our music store page, log in, reviewers, 5 stars only, and we'll read out your reviews in the new year.
Excellent, and please do, you help us out massively. Also thanks to BT Podshow / Mevio, who are still continuing to look after us, even though we hardly ever mention them. And also, if you get a chance to buy something this week, make sure you buy The Loudest Stars, I Want to Be Right Here, via intomusic.co.uk/The Loudest Stars.
Definitely. I'll put the link in the notes.
Oh, brilliant. Yeah, thank you. We've still got a bit left here. Was there something else I was going to say? Most of the bands will be on our MySpace.friends this week. In fact, I'll tell you, at least 3, probably 4. Do check it out, and do check out the bands that we play, because they don't get paid to be played on this show. They get paid by you buying their stuff. It's Christmas. by someone to save him. Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
Up Hoog, up Hoog. Merry Christmas, Tony.
Merry Christmas, Paulie.
It's like motherfucking Christmas up in here. Ho, ho, ho.